It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading this week's edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows, both on and off air. Actually, we had twice Juno nominated, twice Polaris Music Prize nominated stars pop by. They were gracious enough to play us a couple of songs before their show at the Windspear with Hey Rosetta. Hey, thanks so much for downloading. If you enjoy the show, follow me on Twitter at Laineroo, LayneRoo, or find me on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 24th of February today, 65th birthday, actually, of George Thorogood. Suppose he's now, bad to the calcium-depleted bones? And this is actually kind of old news already, but terrorist group Al-Shabaab released a video this past weekend calling on jihadis in the West to target West Edmonton Mall. Police are saying there's no imminent threat. And I gotta say, I'm not particularly worried myself. Targets don't generally do so well in Canada. And hey, fashion news, eyeball tattoos are all the rage. Yes, eyeball. People literally having their corneas tattooed, like blacking out the white part or even the whole thing, seems to be the most popular. You know, I don't generally consider myself a judgy person when it comes to other people's tattoos. You get what you want, it's your body. Eyeball tattoos, on the other hand, I make it a little judgy in some instances. You know, if I'm at the hospital, I'm having surgery, I have the choice between a surgeon who looks like House and one that looks like the guitarist from Limp Bizkit, I will get judgy. It will happen. That said, you give me the choice between Dr. Huxtable and the guitarist from Limp Bizkit, I think I'm going with Limp Bizkit guy.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A meager 33 million people tuned in to watch this year's Oscars. That's down 17% from last year. You compare that to the number of people who watch John Travolta online lean in for that kiss and get turned down. 33 million doesn't seem like a lot. Hey, recreational use of marijuana became legal in Alaska this week. When asked to comment, residents said,
"What?"
Yeah, apparently it won't just be Sarah Palin claiming she can see Russia from her house. And a new study from Sweden reveals that children have fewer allergies when families do dishes by hand. The study was conducted by a dad who didn't want to buy a new dishwasher. And another study here, this one about musicians, claiming the drummers are the most intelligent musicians. Yeah, according to researchers at Stockholm's Karolinska Institute, drummers who kept a tighter rhythm also scored better on a 60-question intelligence test. They assert it's a reflection of better problem-solving skills. I assert they may just have a mild case of OCD. Like, just a little bit, right?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
February 26th. You know, it was Pink Shirt Day yesterday, right? That's the day we declare war on both bullying and fashion. Yeah, a day typically spent talking about how awful bullying is, and it is. But then we go home and watch 3 hours worth of it cleverly marketed as reality TV. And it was on this date in 1827, Levi Strauss was born, the inventor of Levi's jeans. Or as most Walmart shoppers consider them, dress pants. Don't be confused, I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of us. Do I need to put on a three-piece suit to buy a new laundry hamper? I say no. And hey, TV news, were you a DuckTales fan as a kid? Or as a creepy adult? Good news, it's coming back. Disney's reportedly rebooting the series. First episodes will premiere in 2017. And have you ever wondered why Slash wears sunglasses all the time? He addressed it in a recent interview. He said it started as just a hangover thing and turned into an everyday thing. Kind of funny, Slash is one of the most recognizable rock stars on the planet. Take away that top hat and those glasses, most people wouldn't know who he is.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
February 27th, it was on this date in 1883, the cigar rolling machine was invented. Or as they call it in Cuba, the job killer. You know, I toured a couple of cigar factories in Cuba. One of the guides told us that one of the perks to being a worker there is you get to smoke all the cigars you want. Can't imagine wanting to smoke a whole bunch of cigars after rolling them by hand for 12 hours straight. Can you? And hey, are you following this net neutrality issue? Well, the FCC, the governing body for these types of things in the U.S., approved open internet. And I mean, let's face it, the U.S. will sell pretty much anything. So if they're taking a hard line on this internet, that's a good sign. Well, the CRTC is our governing body. We do tend to follow suit here in Canada. And Madonna is going to be okay after her little spill at the Brit Awards. Who might have thought that 9-inch heels and stairs were a bad combination? Now, what I thought was interesting is that scientists this week also discovered a black hole that's 12 billion times bigger than the sun. That was trending behind Madonna falling down two stairs. We have skewed priorities. And hey, firefighters in London said that sun rays were And firefighters in London say that sun rays were fracted by a Nutella jar. Were likely the cause of a house fire. Apparently the empty jar was just sitting on a windowsill. Investigators believe the refracted sunlight set the curtains on fire. That said, if you've ever tasted Nutella, still worth it.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Okay, first things first, the dress is blue and gold. Can we agree on that? Oh, you're colorblind. Hey, it's the 2nd of March and John Bon Jovi's 53rd birthday. His father worked as a hairstylist. Did you know his mom worked as a Playboy bunny? Also, fun fact, he is a blood relative to Frank Sinatra. And the company boasts more than a billion users, like 15% of the planet. They earned $4 billion last year, but surprisingly, didn't turn a profit. Who are they? YouTube. Apparently, the site's biggest challenge, at least according to developers, is coaxing people to go directly to their site to search for entertainment. And the Kardashians just inked a new 4-year reality TV contract with E! Network, earning them $100,000. Also, probably the first time the words Kardashian and earn were used in the same sentence. And you know how new music in Canada tends to come out on Tuesdays, often Mondays in the US? Well, that's about to change. The international recording industry has declared that starting this summer, all new music will be released globally on the same day. It will be Fridays, the same day new movies come out. That will take effect this July.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. I am a very sweaty Lane Mitchell. That over there is a group playing a show tonight at the Windspear with Hey Rosetta. Their new album is called No One Is Lost. That's stars right there, everybody.
This is from a record we made recently called No One Is Lost, and it's called This Is The Last Time.
You come looking for it, 'cause you come looking for it.
It's the Stars Sonic Session. Thank you guys so much for being here. This is
awesome.
Thank
you. We appreciate the support this beloved station gives to us, and therefore we come whenever you ask.
You guys played a sold-out show in Calgary last night at Mac Hall.
It was packed in there.
Yep. I bet it was. I saw some pictures, actually, on your Facebook page. Yeah. I always make a habit of web creeping.
It was a great show, so, you know.
Edmonton.
Edmonton-Calgary thing, so I just want Edmonton to know Calgary was pretty amazing, so.
Well, Torek, you've been spending a lot of time in Alberta.
I have. I was in Calgary a lot in the last month because my wife was working at Theatre Calgary doing a play, so.
What kind of plug? Give it a plug, at least.
It's over now. It was called The Philadelphia Story.
Okay, good.
And she was brilliant in it, and she's amazing, and I love her. And her name is Moya O'Connell. And you should, like, she's Googleable.
She's very Googleable.
Yeah, I mean, don't, yeah.
She's the opposite of Stars. But there's really only one Moya O'Connell.
Hanging out in Calgary a lot, which was fantastic. I had a really good time. I was right down by the river. It was lovely.
And of course, last time you guys were here, you played Sonic Boom. Any special memories from that show?
I don't remember about 99% of my life for the last 15 years. I remember eating at Corso, which is an amazing restaurant, Corso 32. I love that place. Yes.
Very good.
Respect to the Corso.
I feel a free dessert coming tonight, Corso.
But like, it's weird because we've been touring across this country now for 15 years, and you get things mixed up. Things you think happened in 2004 actually happened in 2009, and vice versa. And it's all kind of one world. It's one tribe to me. You just travel around the world and you meet awesome people. And a lot of the time, I'm genuinely not sure where I am. It's quite
strange. I feel like that should be a bad thing, but it's definitely understandable given the circumstances.
I can remind him because I usually don't remember anything, but I do remember that weekend because it was extra fun because our friends Death Cab were there. And we got to hang out with them when we never see them anymore. And also what I loved about it is we actually played From the Night for the first time ever live. So it was like we were on this roller coaster ride and it was very terrifying.
The next song you guys are going to play for us is a little...
No idea. I have no idea.
See, I wrote it down.
It was only 5 minutes ago. We talked about it.
Oh, this is a really old song.
No, this is Look Away.
Oh, okay. This is a really new song.
It would have been good having had it be Elevator because then we could have been like speaking of nostalgia. But this is a new one and it's for all the heartbroken Valentine.
I came into the studio and they written this song in like 45 minutes. These people right here. And I listened to it and I was like, I can't believe I'm in this band. These people are brilliant. So
give it up for Stars,
this
everybody.
One's for them.
Break it down.
Thank you. If you're a fan of the show Nashville, I encourage you to write them and tell them they should have that song on their show.
I feel like that's a song in search of a genre. When existential country becomes a format, that will be the first massive hit on existential country.
I grew up on country, so I finally got Tarquil to be my Kenny Rogers, so it's really exciting.
I'm
going to
start that station. 99.7 The Void, existential country.
Now, Stars, you guys have been together for 15 years now. Things have changed quite a bit for, like, it doesn't matter, but I mean, I would guess early 40s, 40, late 30s even.
Who knows? Around there.
Those 15 years change your life quite a bit. You know, you probably go from,
I can tell you a good bit I have, which is that when you turn 40, it's actually way better to not say it in English, but to say it in Spanish. Because if you say, hello, I'm 40. Right? Everybody wants to sleep with me. If you say,
I'm 40.
They're like, oh, man, she's a total cougar. But if I say, I'm 41, right? Who's coming over for sangria? Yeah, see, look. Just a little bit of a tidbit for you guys.
But, I mean, you guys tour with your families now, occasionally anyway.
Evan and Amy have a child together, so that she is a regular. She does a lot of gear lifting and entertainment on the bus.
And his daughter's coming on the West Coast with us, which is going to be fun. We picked them up in Vancouver, and they're besties, Delphine and Ellington, currently.
So we do it. We do it. That's the way we roll now. But it hasn't. It's weird. Everything has changed, but nothing has changed. There's just extra people. But it's still very similar, frighteningly similar.
Well, again, thank you guys so much for being here. The next song you're going to play for us is a song called Elevator.
Elevator Love Letter.
Oh, Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Ow.
Jinx again.
That was almost as sexy as turning 40 in Spanish.
Almost.
You know, when you said that the album was recorded above a gay dance club, it kind of sounded like the greatest joke ever. And you listen to that album, you know, like it almost sounds like somebody
was. It's not
would
funny
say,
all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, it actually was.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was. I mean, the fact that it was a gay bar doesn't really matter, except that obviously they tend to be more fun to go to.
A gay disco, sorry.
It was a gay bar. It was a bar where people could dance if they wanted to. They had karaoke nights and they had drag nights, and nobody really came to any of them except us and a few kids. And
that's why they closed down the record.
Yeah, we would sit and watch these kids, you know, and we were like ending our day drinking Jaeger bombs and then we would look at these beautiful kids trying to have this moment of like ecstasy in their life, you know, where they were going to make a connection with someone.
Literally.
And,
good use of the word literally.
I liked it. It was very touching. It was a beautiful place to be. I felt safe there.
I thought it was interesting, you know, of all the Stars' music that I've ever heard, this album has hips. It's got more hips than previous Stars stuff. It's
That's
more
funny.
Danceable.
I have more hips as well.
What's that in Spanish?
I don't know.
Fuerte.
Fuerte.
You know, heat. They like hips.
But I mean, critics, music journalists, people have, you know, long sung the praises of Stars.
Have they?
And, I haven't been aware of those people.
None of the people at the Junos, apparently.
No, they don't like us.
I can't
and
read well,
because
but
he's even
I did
really
not
good
see
at
your
hockey.
Name there.
I think it's because
Evan can play hockey, so.
I have a sort of. Like a deep, like what's that, the Illuminati conspiracy theory about it, which is that we have a Jew in the band and that Juno, no Jew, do the math. So yes, I'm on the radio saying the Junos are anti-Semitic. I'm going on the record to say that.
All right, is there certain...
What have you got against Chris Seligman?
Are there certain genres or certain styles or certain kinds of bands that you feel award shows, the Junos, the Grammys even, tend to favor?
Ones that make money.
Yeah, ones that make money. I think ones that...
Those ones. The ones that make a lot of money, they tend to favor those ones.
Yeah, the ones that... You know, a lot... The Junos are all... It's all chosen by record sales other than the alternative album thing.
Hence the, like, Michael Bublé Christmas record, winning record of
the
year.
But here's the thing. I already feel like 30 seconds in, I feel like we've given too much time to the whole idea. Like, every 12 months, everyone in Hollywood or everyone in the Canadian music industry has to all put on a crappy suit and, you know, do a lot of blow and pretend that they're important and thank themselves for being amazing. I find the whole thing kind of sickening. You know, like, why are we giving awards to artists? Why don't we give awards to nurses and people who work in EMS and teachers and people who work with special needs people? Those are the people who we should be celebrating on the television, not, you know, goofballs in their latest movie.
I think you're going to get hired at a network anytime soon. Ratings lowest ever.
That's
Torkel Gamble takes
awards.
Over the news channel.
Yeah, yeah. I, that's my opinion on awards. Is they're kind of self-indulgent.
I do want to say, though, that I did go to the Junos in Newfoundland and had an amazing time. We all got ashed in, so it's a good time.
Now, you kind of
Stars
made the perfect segue for me. You're kind of an opinionated guy on Twitter. I'm not trying to... No, it's probably the first you've heard of this. I'm not trying to bait you into anything, but
I feel like
you have an interesting perspective on social media. You know, there's a lot of artists nowadays who are sort of afraid to say what they're thinking.
Yes.
And I don't mean take a stand. I mean just spout off an opinion or an impulse even.
Yes. It's very hard not to be afraid because people can shoot right back at you, you know? So people get scared, but I don't care. You know, and anyway, it's just a graffiti wall. You know, social media is nothingness. So to me, the use of Twitter is what, like, it says on the tin, when you look at the rock and roll tin, it says, must annoy and provoke and create reaction and inspire and irritate and make laugh. It's a stupid art form. You know, it's about immediate release. That's what pop music should be. And I don't understand how it's gotten to be this very calculated, very sort of thought about thing. Go write a novel. If you want nuanced thought, go read John Ralston Saul. He's an amazing writer. If you want to spend some time with a goof in a band, come check me out on Twitter. You know, it's two different things. I'm just trying to entertain people and kick against the pricks, you know, and talk about the fact that this country is being taken over by sociopathic, selfish human beings. And it's not about politics. It's about what we're letting happen to us emotionally, whether it's Gian Gomeshi or PM Harper or whoever it is. Why are we letting these psychos run our country? Got to ask yourself that.
Well, you know what? You actually, you did work with Gian Gomeshi. You did some commentate.
I did, but let's play a song.
That stars everybody right there.
Next on Fifth Estate. That's got to be a longer program. We're only here till 3.
Yeah, I need my own radio station to talk about that.
Show podcast. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.